again, music lovers. This is Jerry Osborne. In addition to the music of an individual year, we sometimes focus on a special theme. This is one of those shows. That was a very appropriate way to begin the class of Christmas classics. And we got this whole thing started off with the Corey Band and the Gwalia Singers and Stop the Cavalry, a great Christmas tune from 1981. And speaking of years, I've got 21 Christmas classics from six different decades. So with all of that going on and a whole bunch of hand-picked tunes to play, we better get the show on the road. Let's go back to 1953 when Dean Martin had a great Christmas tune titled The Christmas Blues.
The jingle bells are jingling, the streets are white with snow. The happy crowds are mingling, but there's no one that I know. I'm sure that you'll forgive me if I don't enthuse. I guess I've got the Christmas blues. I've done my window shopping, there's not a store I've missed. But what's the use of stopping when there's no one on your list? You'll know the way I'm feeling when you love and you lose. I guess I've got the Christmas blues. When somebody wants you, somebody needs you, Christmas is a joy of joy. But friends, when you're lonely, you'll find that it's only a thing for little girls, little boys. May all your days be merry, your seasons full of cheer. But till it's January, I'll just go and disappear. Oh, Santa may have brought you some stars for your shoes, but Santa only brought me the blues. Those brightly packaged, tinsel-covered Christmas blues. Santa may have brought you some stars for your shoes, but Santa only brought me the blues. Those brightly packaged, tinsel-covered Christmas blues.
Great job as always from the King of Cool. There's the Christmas Blues. And just in case any of my loyal listeners might be a little bit down in the dumps, I've got a cure for the blues. I recommend that you grab a rag, put a little nose polish on it, and help us put a nice shine on Rudy's nose.
Rudolph's nose was frosty, and it didn't give much light. Santa had his little elves to shine it up so bright. Prancer and the others are dancing to and fro. They know Christmas time is near, cause it shined up Rudolph's nose. Christmas time's a-coming through winter wonderland. Everyone is happy, down to Frosty the old snowman. Rudolph's nose is shining bright, it looks just like a star. It'll help Santa find you, no matter where you are. Sister's eyes are glowing, brother jumps with glee. Mama's kissing daddy beside the Christmas tree. All the other boys and girls are dancing to and fro. They know Christmas time is near, cause it shined up Rudolph's nose. Christmas time's a-coming through winter wonderland. Everyone is happy, down to Frosty the old snowman. Rudolph's nose is shining bright, it looks just like a star. It'll help Santa find you, no matter where you are. Oh, Christmas time's a-coming through winter wonderland. Everyone is happy, down to Frosty the old snowman. Rudolph's nose is shining bright, it looks just like a star. It'll help Santa find you, no matter where you are.
That's a great little Christmas tune from 1959 from Johnny Horton. And they shined up Rudolph's nose. That's one you probably don't hear that often. Now, off we go to 1964 for the Beach Boys' Christmas album. And one of the tunes on there that I like a lot features Al Jardine as the lead vocalist and a song that he wrote titled Christmas Day.
The Christmas spirit grows with each new day. And it's so close but seems so far away. And yet it comes only once a year, and for you know it's already here. The streets are filled with laughter and so many hearts are gay. Everybody helps to make the spirit bright. The houses turn on their Christmas lights at night. It's worth the wait the whole year through, just to make happy someone like you. And I never outgrow the thrill of Christmas Day.
Christmas
It's worth the wait the whole year through, just to make happy someone like you. And I'll never outgrow the thrill of Christmas Day. It's worth the wait the whole year through, just to make
happy. More music.
It must have been the mistletoe, the lazy fire, the fallen snow, the magic in the frosty air, that feeling everywhere. It must have been the pretty lights that glistened in the silent night, or maybe just the stars so bright that shined above you. The midnight ride upon a sleigh, the countryside all dressed in white, that crazy snowball fight. It could have been the steeple bell that wrapped us up within its spell. It only took one kiss to know it must have been the mistletoe. Snow, the magic in the frosty air that made me love you. On Christmas Eve, a wish came true. The night I fell in love with you, it only took one kiss to know it must have been the mistletoe. It must have been the mistletoe, the lazy fire, the falling snow, the magic in the frosty air. That feeling everywhere. It must have been the mistletoe, the lazy fire, the falling snow, the magic in the frosty air that made me love you. It must have been the mistletoe.
What a beauty, both the song and the lady. That's Barbara Mandrell from 1984. And it could have been a lot of things, but we'll blame it on the mistletoe. And you're listening to the Class of Christmas Classics. And this is Jerry Osborne right here on KPTZ, my favorite radio station any time of the year, and especially around Christmas, which clearly is the most important time of the year to listen to Brooke Benton singing All I Want for Christmas Is You. I still think it was the mistletoe.
I want my arms around you for Christmas. I need no presents under the tree. You're all I want, my darling, and that will be the world to me. I want to share your kisses for Christmas. The rest is on me, tinsel and show. You're all I want, my darling. At candle glow and mistletoe, as far as I'm concerned, Santa doesn't have to load his sleigh. He can mark my other gifts returned or give them all away. I only want your loving for Christmas. No other kind of present will do. You're all I want, my darling. Please want me to. Please want me to. Please want me to. As I want you.
Brooke Benton from 1963, one of many great singers that we have on a Christmas show. Now we advance only one year up to the Christmas of 1964, and to get into the spirit of this song, I need to see a show of hands. How many in the audience would like an elephant for Christmas? Go ahead, raise your hand. Don't be shy.
I'd like to have an elephant for Christmas, but how you gonna get him beneath the tree? Just suppose that he got stuck up in our chimney. Then everyone would blame it all on me. Lots of kids would rather have a pony, and I'll bet that that would be a lot of fun. But I'd like to have an elephant for Christmas. Maybe Santa, you can get me one. I'd like to have an elephant for Christmas. I read about him in the nursery rhymes. I don't believe he'd be a lot of trouble if you feed him lots of peanuts all the time. Lots of kids are crazy about the monkeys. They like to watch them play out at the zoo. But I'd like to have an elephant for Christmas. Santa, won't you see what you can do? Christmas. I promise I'll be good all through the year. I'll wash my face and brush my teeth and study hard in school if on Christmas Day my elephant is here. I guess that I should ask for a puppy or a kitten in my stocking Christmas Day. But I'd like to have an elephant for Christmas. Maybe Santa can.
Yeah, let's hear it for Hank Thompson and the Brazos Valley Boys, and I'd like to have an elephant for Christmas. Well, boys and girls, you know me, and in accordance with our long-standing policy of allowing equal time for opposing viewpoints, our next entertainer might very well offer an alternative, an exotic pet that would be a little smaller than an elephant, but bigger than a puppy.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He won't have to use our dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door, that's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. him there and give him his massage. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus.
Now you have a choice. Do you want to go with the elephant or the hippopotamus? On the plus side, neither one is a carnivore, which is good news for your pets and small children. And I should point out that I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas is by Gayla Peavy, who was only 10 years old in 1953 when that became a hit. And in the early 60s, Gayla recorded a couple of songs under the name of Jamie Horton, and one of those was Robot Man, which we played on one of our previous shows. Next on our Christmas classic list is one by the Five Keys, one of the great groups of the early 50s. This must be the only record ever that begins with the words distance and time, and I like it.
Distance and time may keep you away, but in your heart, still you are part of Christmas Day. 'Cause every heart, but every heart, yes, every heart is home at Christmas. You always are near to those you hold dear when Christmas is here. You watch the snowflakes fall, you stop and you recall the carols of the village choir. Wherever you may be, you close your eyes and see the folks at home around the fire. Oh, many things may keep you away. Those who care feel you are there on Christmas Day. 'Cause every heart, but every heart, yes, every heart is home at Christmas. You always are
Five Keys on KPTZ, and Every Heart is Home at Christmas. And this is Jerry Osborne, now with Brenda Lee, and on the record label it says Little Brenda Lee, 9 years old. Well, they were right about the little part, but they were misleading on the age part, and I'll tell you about that after she finishes telling us about Santa's need to go out and hire some help for the holiday season. And we are the first ones to find out about it.
Old. He wears a hat that's trimmed with fur, and his boots are made of gold. His name is Christy Christmas. He's cute as he can be. He's made of wood 'cause Santa carved him from a Christmas tree. Christy Christmas is loading Santa's sleigh. He'll hitch up all the reindeer and they'll soon be on their way. Christy Christmas is Santa's pride and joy. He picks out all the presents for each each little girl and boy. Perhaps you'll get a toy and playground full of skates and kiddie cars. It has a great big slide for you to ride and swings that hang from stars. Christy Christmas will make your dreams come true, and you'll love Christy Christmas just as much as he loves you. Christy Christmas will bring you pretty toys like talking dolls for little girls and choo-choo trains for boys. Christy Christmas will serve good things to eat. He'll give your little tummy time a cake and candy treat. Before you go to bed this Christmas, better leave a snack or two. There'll be someone else with Santa when he comes to visit you. Christy Christmas, they're making to a toy, and all you children soon can play with Santa's little boy.
With a name like Christy Christmas, he was destined to be working for S. Claus Incorporated. And that's Brenda Lee from 1956. And I mentioned about how Decca Records showed her as 9 years old at the time. No way, Jose. She was born in 1944. This came out at the end of 1956, making her 12 and not 9. I guess they just wanted people to think she was a little younger than she really was. Next up on KPTZ is a fellow who began his career as a singer at 17 with his million-selling hit Diana. This is Paul Anka, and it's Christmas everywhere.
Snowflakes falling down on every little town, a blanket of stars above. Church bells are ringing, children are singing, it's Christmas, Christmas everywhere. Lovers often go under mistletoe and kiss until dawn's early light. Sleigh bells are ringing, choirs are singing, it's Christmas, Christmas everywhere. Christmas trees all aglow, stockings are hung with care, stars brightly gleaming, children are dreaming that Santa bells are ringing, choirs are singing, it's Christmas, Christmas everywhere. It's Christmas
Evans here with seven little girls. We're sitting in the back seat listening to KPTZ Port Townsend.
Thank you so much, Paul. If it wasn't for good friends like you, I would forget which radio station I'm working for. And just to show my appreciation, we're going to spin your wonderful Christmas record, Santa Has Gone and Got Himself Stuck Up in the Chimney. Don't anybody light that fire.
It was the night before Christmas. Christmas, not a mouse was stirring, not a sound heard anywhere. Ah, but the silence was broken when these words were spoken.
Help! Get me out of here!
Push! Tug! Pull! Shove!
Santa stuck up in the chimney. We gotta
push! Tug! Pull! Shove!
There'll be no Christmas till we set them free. Spring he started to diet, through the summer he stuck by it, but his appetite was fated to end, because his wife started baking and Christmas candy making. Now look at the shape he's in. We gotta
push, tug, pull, shove.
Santa's stuck up in the chimney. We gotta
push, tug,
there'll be no Christmas till we set him free. This is becoming a disaster. If we don't free him fast, the day will dawn and children everywhere will weep. The house is full of neighbors trying. Dogs are howling, children crying. Get him out of here so I can get some sleep. We gotta
push, tug, pull, shove.
Santa's stuck up in the chimney.
In the chimney.
We gotta
push, tug, pull, shove. Push, tug, pull, shove.
There'll be no Christmas till we set them free. 'Cause Santa's stuck up in the chimney.
Hey, Paul, if it hadn't already been done, I would be the first to say this song should be made into a video.
Jerry, that video of Santa stuck up in the chimney is 3 million viewers. I'm very proud of that.
Yeah, the video's
and,
great.
If your listeners want to look at it, go to paulevans.com. There's a piece from Dick Clark of me doing Seven Little Girls Sitting in the Backseat. If they click on that, it'll take them to my videos.
Paul Evans, thank you very much for taking time to be with us today. And now on we go with the class of Christmas classics and Roy Orbison.
Of blue, wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write, I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Crowded streets, busy feet, hustle by him. Downtown shoppers, Christmas is nigh. There he sits, all alone on the sidewalk, hoping that he won't pass him by. Should you stop? Better not. Much too busy. You're in a hurry. My, how time does fly. In the distance, the ringing of laughter, and in the midst of the laughter, he cries. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue, wrap your presents to your darling from you. pencils to write I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue.
Roy Orbison, one of the all-time greats, and his 1963 classic, Pretty Paper. Also from 1963 is the legendary Phil Spector Christmas album. And from that, we go with Darlene Love and Christmas Baby, Please Come Home.
So hop aboard the turntable. Oh,
That is definitely a golden goodie from Sir Elton John, Step Into Christmas. And you are clearly doing that with the Jerry Osborne Show today on KPTZ as we head from 1973 and Elton John back to 1962 for Connie Francis. And she's celebrating baby's first Christmas. And we're invited.
It's baby's first Christmas. It's something to see. Mommy and Daddy trimming baby's Christmas tree. Baby's big brother is busy with his chores. He's shining up the chimney for Santa Claus. It's baby's first Christmas, and oh, what a joy. Shopping all around for every pretty toy. It's a very special Christmas, a blessing from above. It's baby's first Christmas, a Christmas full of love. A very special Christmas, a blessing from above. It's baby's first Christmas, a Christmas full of love.
Sure enough, it's baby's first Christmas by one of the great female singers of our generation. That's Connie Francis. And now, before I play Rock and Roll Christmas by Ron Dante, I spoke to Ron and I invited him to be on the show and give you his own personal holiday greeting.
Hi, this is Ron Dante, lead singer of the Archies, the Cufflinks, wishing you all the best of the season. You're listening to me on KPTZ, Port Townsend.
Yourself a rock and roll Christmas, like the good ones that used to be. Put a shoe-bop, de-bop, and a luau, baby, under the Christmas tree. And a shoo-bee-doo-ah, and let's get together singing four-part harmony. Just remember Santa Claus, he likes rock and roll, just like you and me. Start the motion with the locomotion. Do the twist and the boogaloo. Do the mashed potato and the Y2C. You can dance until you wear out your shoes. Put your troubles away for this holiday. Don't let Santa catch you singing the blues. Life used to be. Just remember Santa Claus, he likes rock.
Spend your Christmas with us here on
KPTZ.
Frosty the Snowman was a happy, jolly soul. With a corn cob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. For when the blazing on his head, he began to dance around. Frosty the Snowman was a lot less he could be. And the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me.
Ronettes and their great lead singer Veronica, and a relatively bombastic version of Frosty the Snowman. Now, Jerry Lee is ready to go, his pumpin' piano is ready to go, and we're going to find out why things are so shaky now that Mary has moved on to greener pastures.
I can't have a Merry Christmas, Merry without you, to do the things together that we used to do. Now it's Christmas when you left me, and now spirits make me blue. I can't have a Merry Christmas, Merry without you. I've waited since last Christmas, just hoping you'd be true. My friends all say I'm crazy, honey, but I still believe in you. So I've kept that old tree a-burning with the lights of pretty blue. I can't have a Merry Christmas, Merry without you. Don't send me Christmas greetings or gifts wrapped in blue. Just bring yourself, my darling, and make my dreams come true. Oh, last night I dreamed old Santa Claus said that you were lonesome too. I can't have a Merry Christmas, Merry without you. I can't have a Merry Christmas, Merry without you.
Jerry Lee Lewis, and I Can't Have a Merry Christmas, Merry, Without You. And if you think we've used enough Marys right there, we've got a couple more to go. At the beginning of the show, I mentioned that we had Christmas music from six decades. Well, here's the representative of the current decade. This tune came out in 2016 by a group called Those Girls, G-I-R-L-S, an acronym for Girls in Real Life Singing. Mary, Mary. Say, there you have Those Girls. It sounds like I don't know their name, but now you know they are Those Girls. That and most of their music is produced by the Tokens, and Those Girls are on the BT Puppy label, which is also the label where the Tokens had some of their hits in the 1960s. Well, I see that my class of Christmas classics is coming to an end. This is the song that I think conveys the meaning of the Christmas spirit as well as any. It came out in 1966 by Elvis, and the title is If Every Day Was Like Christmas. Why can't every day be like Christmas? If it could, what a wonderful world this could be. Think about it. And as a special little bonus, listen at the end of the song for Elvis's personal holiday greeting just for you.
Hear the bells saying Christmas is near. They ring out to tell the world that this is the season of cheer. Hear a choir singing sweetly somewhere, and a glow fills my heart. I'm at peace with the world as the sound of their singing fills the air. Oh, why can't every day Christmas? Why can't that feeling go on endlessly? For if every day could be just like Christmas, what a wonderful world this would be. Church. to bring, and a smile upon his tiny face is worth more to me than anything. Why can't that feeling go on endlessly? For if every day could be just like Christmas, what a wonderful world this would be.
Thank you for listening. I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
Well, friends, that's going to do it to it for another trip down memory lane. Be sure to join us next time when we bring you another class of great tunes. So I'll see you then, and we'll talk again. And tonight's blues journey starts right now.